September 2nd. And first Friday, we welcome Adrian Clow, Marketing Director of the Eastern Shore Arts Center, having a cup of coffee with me this morning.
Oh, yeah. Got to have the coffee.
Good morning, Adrian.
Mark sets the timer for us on Friday mornings.
Sometimes you've made it yourself.
Exactly.
While I'm in here talking. But yeah, Mark had it covered for us. Looking forward to an exciting night and the culmination of Art Squared. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
And let me just say, as I'm getting ready to do, any of you that have access, go ahead and log on to esartcenter.org.
That's right.
esartcenter.org or Google, and then you can follow along and see some of the artwork we'll be describing, etc. So,
yeah. So if you're on the website, you just go to that exhibits tab at the top and go to current, upcoming, and past, and it'll take you right to our current exhibits. And I've got a little video on the front that I just uploaded yesterday too, where it's got kind of just a slideshow of the of our current exhibit. But on this page, these are our exhibits for the next 2 months, September through October. Gosh, it's hard to believe that's already freaking
September. I know.
I'm like, what? I'm like typed it out like several times. You know, you have to copy and paste it in so many different places, Facebook, website, all these places. I'm like, oh, September, sheesh.
How did that happen?
I know.
And you're having a quilt show?
Yeah, so we haven't done a quilt show in a while, and we have the Studio Art Quilt Associates, and it's a regional show, so it's artists from all over this area, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas.
Wow.
And it's about 30 pieces, and they're contemporary quilts. So it's a little different than your, you know, more traditionally known quilt patterns.
And we have pictures of the quilts?
Yes. So down there, we've got, three right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the subject matter of the exhibit this time is the artist's question. So it's based on an artist, you know, asking basic questions when they go into making a piece. Like, how are they going to make it? What are they going to do? What ideas do they have going into this piece?
I see what you mean. These are not your traditional
quilts. Exactly. They're more almost like abstract paintings, but
yes,
quilted.
Okay.
So you can it's a really great show to see up close because you can see all the different stitching,
right,
and the details. And the one with the fish, the green one with the fish and birds, she's actually used like paint and different textures that she's incorporated into the fabric too. So it's not just fabric.
About how large are these?
The one right there is probably about 4 or 5 feet tall and probably about 3 feet wide.
Okay.
So they're not going to be like, you know, when you think quilt, it's like a blanket, you know, like a king size blanket or something
but
like that.
The these medium is quilting.
Exactly.
Okay.
So these are going to be more like hanging tapestries.
Interpretive quilting.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So we're really excited about the show because it was one that I posted a unboxing video on Facebook this past week where it's funny when you think of these exhibits and you see them on the wall, but it came in just these three small boxes, and you know, because they've all got little dowels on the back where you can hang them up from the top of the rod, and it's just really fun to see them just like come in these small boxes and then unravel them all,
mm-hmm,
and get to see them for the first time.
What a fun job.
So,
you have.
I know, exactly.
If you don't mind climbing ladders.
Yeah, exactly. Had to do the lighting, too.
Yeah. Oh, and I love photography.
Oh,
you've got the Eastern Shore Camera Club.
Got the Camera Club. We do an annual exhibit with them. This is actually their 12th annual exhibit with us. And they'll be in the gallery right when you come into the Art Center to the left. We've got about, I think I counted about 30 pieces as well. And the judge just came by yesterday, and he chose award winners for the show. So I'll be posting those after Art Walk tonight. So if you want to see if you won an award and you're in the Camera Club, you got to come tonight to see that.
And if you'd like to be a member of the Eastern Shore Camera Club, it's open to anyone with an interest in photography, and all skill levels are welcome.
Mm-hmm. And I think they meet once a month. I think the meeting this month will be either next week or the week after at the Art Center itself. So usually they have the judge come in, and they can hear like the judge's notes and what all he decided upon. So it's a really great club to be a part of.
And if you're like me, you really want to see these exhibits, but you can't tonight because we're here with our own open house.
Exactly.
These are on display Tuesday through Saturday.
Correct. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
10 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 4 p.m. through October 29th.
I think it's the 28th or 29th. Yep.
Yeah, the quilts will be there till the 29th, and so will the Camera Club. So good, because I really would love to see both of those.
It's hard to get away.
Mm-hmm. All right, now tell us about the Art Squared event that's just now coming to the, yes. the a close tonight.
Yes, so we released 24 to, I think actually we got an extra piece, so we actually ended up with 25 squared pieces, 12 by 12 works done by regional artists. They are currently on display in the foyer of the Art Center, and they are up for bidding in an online auction. And the auction closes tonight at 7 p.m.
This was a cool idea because in the height of COVID, when right. you couldn't have people there, y'all came up mm-hmm. with this Art Squared idea.
Exactly.
Tell us about
exactly.
it.
So what was that, 2020? It's hard to believe. We had to close just like everybody else did, and nobody could come in and see our exhibits. And so, and you know, we had to cancel all of our classes, so we weren't bringing any monies in through classes to keep the Art Center up and running. So we thought, you know, let's take advantage of this whole online virtual everything that was going on at the time. And so we did an online auction so that artists could participate. They donated their time and their talents to do these pieces, and all the proceeds went to Art Center programming and keeping the lights on. And so we love doing it. The artists love doing it. So we've continued on, and this is, I think, our third annual one. So
you don't have to be in attendance to
no.
check this out. Just go to the Art Center's website mm-hmm. and go to what, events or exhibits?
You can go through events or our exhibits page, and it's the website. It's a different platform outside of our website, but it's event.gives/artsquared2022. And you can just make, as a bidder, you can make a free little account on the website and start bidding. And
you can access it through mm-hmm, your site that we're looking at
right.
right here. There's a spot to click. And then you've still got some of the some of the other older pictures. What is this one about? The wildlife?
This one is through October as well. This is made possible through Alabama Audubon, and it is an exhibit of prints by Philip Henry Goss, who was a naturalist that traveled around Alabama. He was an illustrator, and it's called A Naturalist's Sojourn in Alabama. And like I said, it's Philip Henry Goss. It's his illustrations that he did like before the time of field guides and
right.
you know, what says
he
widespread
was
knowledge.
The native plants mm-hmm. and the insects.
Exactly. So these are basically their prints. So his illustrations were in tiny little sketchbooks. And so the Alabama Audubon has enlarged those illustrations into big prints that are probably about 2 by 4 feet or so. And so those are on display, and it's insects, butterflies, moths. Mm-hmm. They're really detailed, really intricate pieces.
So the First Friday Art Walk open house is tonight from 6 until 8 with all that wonderful art inside.
Yes.
And you've always got music and refreshments. Tell us
about
that.
Oh, yeah. So music is Karen and Eric Marrero, and we'll always have some really great refreshments. And I always love to thank our tonight's sponsor. It's Bancorp South, and having our sponsor for Art Walk always allows us to get that music and those awesome refreshments in to help us cover
okay.
these events as a nonprofit organization.
Admission is free.
Exactly. And that helps us keep that free admission as well.
That's one reason we do 5:30 to 8:30 to mm-hmm. give folks time to see y'all and come by here mm-hmm. and other places through town.
Yeah. And I heard you had an author too.
Oh, yeah. We have Lou Vickery, former mm-hmm. Major League Baseball player and coach. Mm-hmm. He played with Mickey Mantle and
That's
Willie
crazy.
Mays. Isn't that crazy? I mean, Joe DiMaggio was his coach one time.
Wow, that's awesome.
So he's written many books and mm-hmm. is bringing several of them tonight. And mm-hmm. he's just a cool character. He's a mm-hmm. motivational speaker, mm-hmm. and he did a radio show for many
yeah.
years, and an author, Lou Vickery. So he'll be here tonight, 5:30 to 8:30, and we hope that y'all will come by. We'll also have some
yeah.
free wine and whatnot.
Thank you. Yeah.
So other than tonight, what about classes and upcoming
yeah.
Events. Let me
yeah.
click the events
yeah.
tab. Or would that be education?
Either one.
For classes, workshops, and field trips.
Oh, yeah. We've always got stuff going on in the academy. We've got fall classes. Registration is going on right now. And the fall classes begin the week of September 20th. and that's adult and children's classes. And then we have those are usually 8 weeks. So if you wanted to take like a pottery, for instance, you would take a pottery for 8 weeks every Tuesday night. And then we have workshops that are more for people who, if they just want to do something that's like a 1 or 2 day or 3 day adventure, that would be your workshops. And we've got workshops that are pottery, painting. We've got some glass blowing workshops coming up in October where you can blow your own pumpkin and or blow your own glass blown ornament in December. So all that's up on the website if you want to check it out. And the glass blowing ones are kind of cool because those are little sessions, so it's like $35 for like a 10 minute or a 20 minute session, and you walk away with your own ornament.
That's neat.
So it's pretty cool.
Now, I saw something about plein air, too. Are you still accepting artists? And tell us, those that don't know, what plein air is.
Yeah, so plein air Fair Up is this is our fourth annual one. It's in the first week of November. And what we do is we invite any artist to come out, and we set it up where we close it off at 60 artists. Past couple of years we've done 40 artists, but we were able to boost some of the gallery space in November and October, so we're able to accept 60 artists. And the artists, what they do for that week is they go out around town, down to the pier, down by the bay, and they set up their easels and they paint all weekend long. So you get to go out there as visitors and see someone in action painting the scenery around us,
like,
and
then, being on the streets of Paris.
Exactly. And then they are allowed to bring in two of those works that they've created throughout the week and exhibit them at the Art Center for November Art Walk. So it's really exciting.
So folks that are local artists that want to do this should contact y'all.
Yes, and I think we've got 10 spaces left, so you can go online and you can register or give us a call or email us if you want to participate. And it's $40 to participate, but it's free if you want to just walk around and watch.
And then I saw a friend of mine proudly take a picture of himself putting his picture up in the members gallery.
Oh,
he was a new member of the Art Center and so excited. And it was like an artist being born. Here's a, you know, here's a grandpa that's fooled around with painting. Yep. He put a picture up on Facebook and everybody went berserk. That's fantastic.
Good.
And the next thing you know, he's a member and in the members gallery.
Yes. So good.
That's cool.
Oh, that's great. So the member sales gallery is a really great start for artists if you're just getting started or you're intimidated by doing a big exhibit. Like, that's what I always tell people, is like, get into the member sales gallery because you can put one piece in every other month, and if it sells, you can bring in a replacement piece. And I think we had probably one of our largest turnouts this past go around. We had 60 artists in this gallery, so it's like salon style. If you've ever seen like paintings like stacked on top of each other, it is amazing to see it.
So that is actually in. You have how many galleries? Three?
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 galleries, including the sales gallery, which is a long hallway.
Right.
So it's, I mean, it's going to be a big night tonight with all the new stuff and all those new members coming in. I think we had about 50% was new people that I've never seen before. It was
very
great.
Nice. Very nice. Okay. Well, great. So tonight's the night for the Eastern Shore Art Center First Friday Art Walk Open House. You're on Oak Avenue, right across from the Fairhope Civic Center and City Hall. And luckily, if you can't make it, then you can come see all of these exhibits during the week.
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Very good. All right.
And I try to post as much as I can on Facebook and Instagram, too, if you follow us online. So,
and you do a really nice job with the website, too.
Thank you.
So many people, and kind of why not? It's like, focus on the Facebook more so than the website. Mm-hmm. But your website is very nice.
Thank you so much. We just started a new one. Gosh, it's been like in the works, you know, for like 2 years, and then finally, like, it's about 4 months ago, it came to fruition.
It's so arduous, to say the least.
Exactly.
I like that word, arduous.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you so much, Adrian. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
Right. Well, stick around. We'll have another cup of coffee.
All right.
It is 8:33. Let's see if it's warmed up much. It was nice out there this morning to have your cup of coffee outside, but it's up to 80 now.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's not quite fall yet, but it's not far away. If you missed part of this interview and you want to tell a friend, we will post it at WABF1480.com.